national issues. Our guest will encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time in business, community, social, health issues, and a lot more. Be Unique Hair Salon specializes in your total hair care needs, caring for the scalp and teaching every client how to maintain a head filled with healthy hair. At Be Unique Hair Salon, our stylists recognize each client's uniqueness and individuality that demonstrates your own personal swag. If you're looking for unique hair and unique hair experiences, Be Unique Hair Salon is located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Phone for an appointment Tuesday through Saturday, 318-442-7204. Be Unique Hair Salon, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexander's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexander Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MBE, WBE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MBE, WBE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Daryl's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Daryl's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Daryl's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Daryl's Auto Service, member ASA. Daryl's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Daryl's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
They built our country, fought wars to defend our freedom. They have been called our greatest generation. Now, in this land of plenty they helped to create, many senior citizens in America go hungry. Sometimes they must choose between medicine, rent, or food. It is a choice they shouldn't have to make. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana's Adopt-A-Senior program serves more than 2,200 seniors each month. You can sponsor a senior for only $100 per year. Call the Food Bank or visit fbcinlaw.org. Together, we can end hunger.
The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
On Sunday mornings, you can experience the transformational power of God's Word as Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church serves God and the community. Become one with God and God's Word at Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, located at 736 Ducote Lane in Cottonport, Louisiana, under the leadership of Reverend Chris Augustine Sr. Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, where services are held every Sunday morning.
It started out like a totally normal day.
I love you.
I mean, I guess I was a little sweaty and I was definitely sore. I thought I had gas. Turns out, I was having a heart attack. Heart disease is the number one killer of American women. So now I take care of myself and tell the other women in my life to do the same. Make it your mission to save your life and the lives of the women you love. Find out more from the American Heart Association at goredforwomen.org.
On Point Talk is a proud sponsor of Go Red for Women and the Central Louisiana American Heart Association. Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Foster Grandparent Program is a national program serving local communities. Foster grandparents serve as role models, mentors, and friends while participating in a program designed to help students learn to read, provide one-on-one tutoring, and help guide children at a critical time in their lives. Participating grandparents will receive a tax-free hourly stipend, travel pay to and from their workstation, lunch, but most of all, the opportunity to share your gifts and your talents with those who really need it. For volunteer requirements, applications will be accepted Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. at Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging at 1423 Peterman Drive, or for more information, you can phone 318-484-2260. Remember, share today, shape tomorrow. Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Grandparent Program is another proud sponsor for On Point Talk. We'll be right back.
morning, I've got not a whole lot of tea, but just really enjoying being here with you on this Momentum Monday, hoping that your morning is off to a great start. Remember, if you're traveling in, kids are still on summer vacation. They're out and about. The traffic is just absolutely piling up. Everywhere you look, there's road construction. It's good to see a lot of barrels have been moved, but where barrels have been moved, others are replacing those that have been moved. So we're asking you, as we do every single day, to give yourself enough time to get there safely, to watch out for yourself as well as others. And as you are hopefully contemplating your momentum, hopefully you will also contemplate that you're not going to get angry at the person that is in front of you, that you are not going to be moved by what others do on the road, but you're going to be a good steward for yourself as well as others. Y'all, it's 7:44. It's July 8th, and we hope that your momentum is right on point. And if not, you're on point. Stay with us. We're going to take a quick break here, but we're back right after this. Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Foster Grandparent Program is a national program serving local communities. Foster grandparents serve as role models, mentors, and friends while participating in a program designed to help students learn to read, provide one-on-one tutoring, and help guide children at a critical time in their lives. Participating grandparents will receive a tax-free hourly stipend, travel pay to and from their workstation, lunch, but most of all, the opportunity to share your gifts and your talents with those who really need it. For volunteer requirements, applications will be accepted Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. at Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging at 1423 Peterman Drive. Or for more information, you can phone 318-484-2260. Remember, share today, shape tomorrow. Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Grandparent Program is another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Hey, Ryan, I got a riddle for you. You know the only good mosquito?
What's that, Randy?
A dead mosquito. Man, they're driving me crazy. I can't even relax in my own backyard.
Well, Randy, J&J Exterminating can help you take your backyard back. J&J will inspect, recommend, treat, and maintain your home with our new mosquito program. Not only can mosquitoes be annoying, but they are linked to at least 7 different diseases, including West Nile. But J&J has the solution. We'll inspect your entire property and develop a solution that meets your needs.
Hey, I got a party this weekend. Can you take care of that?
No problem. J&J has one-time treatment options for those special occasions, or we can install and maintain a misting system that gets rid of mosquitoes every day, all day long.
Brian, you are the man with the plan. I'm taking my backyard back with your J&J Exterminating Mosquito Control Program. Over 50 years experience does make a difference with J&J Exterminating.
Call J&J today for your free mosquito inspection and evaluation.
J&J Exterminating. Yeah.
J&J Exterminator is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service
24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services, People Care by Caring People, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
The concrete jungle, home to the burger devotee, adept at discovering deliciousness. The aroma of thick-cut applewood smoked bacon. The spicy, cool kick of habanero ranch sauce.
Woo!
Things that send a burger devotee's senses soaring. And McDonald's, hungry for their dedication, has just the thing to attract them. Three new quarter-pounder burgers, bacon habanero ranch, deluxe, and bacon and cheese. Only true devotees can spot burgers this good. And they're another new way to love McDonald's. At participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hey, everybody. Good morning and welcome back to the OPT Network. If you're just getting your morning started, it's Momentum Monday and the time 7:49 Central Standard, 8:49 Eastern. Of course, today is July 8th and this segment is sponsored by Simla Area Agency on Aging Foster Grandparents Program. Share today, shape tomorrow. You can get more information about this incredible program by simply phoning 318-484-2260. Also, Hickson Automotive Group, they're in Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. For more information, their website, www.hicksonhasit.com. First Federal Bank of Louisiana, building the community that we serve for over 60 years. Now, if you're just joining this morning, I don't know, but I was talking about at the top of the show, I was talking about momentum as we do every Momentum Monday and making sure that you start to change your mind, making sure that if you want something different, that you begin to put something different in. You know what they say, garbage in is garbage out. If you keep doing the same thing, if you keep dragging, and what am I talking about? I'm talking about complainers. Those people that just invariably complain all the time. You know, no matter what's going on, they're constantly complaining. And so I read an article that I wanted to share with you, and it says that the average person complains anywhere from 15 to 30 times per day. Yeah, 15 to 30 times per day. And I would venture to say that on Monday mornings, those numbers go up immensely. And so as I read the article and I started thinking about the article, I started thinking that a lot of people complain and don't even realize that they're complaining. And then the article went on to say that some people are even addicted to complaining. And after it went on to say that some people are addicted to complaining, it said simply, why? Because it makes us feel better in the short term. You know, we have gotten so politically correct now that we don't even call complaining complaining anymore. We call it, quote unquote, venting. I just need to vent. And on Monday mornings, people just feel that they want to vent. And it's because other people, you need and want them to agree with you. DC and I call this rubbing sore heads. We call it having a pity party. So in other words, what you do is you get with like-minded people and they're complaining and then you start complaining and then you begin to have a pity party. And then if you can draw somebody else into that, you start to rub sore heads and it's a sore head pity party. Because what you're focusing on is everybody else. And so then the article goes on to say that there is almost a joy in complaining. Like, it hurts so good. We're programmed to complain since the day we were born. And I was like, wow. It's inbred in us since the day that we were born. We're so conditioned to complain that most of us have no idea just how much we're whining about our lives. And I think for a lot of people, that's what really obstructs our momentum. That's what keeps us from moving forward, from pushing ahead, DC, because we're always looking at and complaining about what's wrong as opposed to looking at and relishing and uplifting what's good. And we're all guilty of it. But this morning, as we really give you that that push to move forward, DC, we want to talk about why it's so easy to find things to complain about. Have you ever thought about it? Have you ever thought about why it's just simply so easy to have a pity party?
No, I hadn't really thought about it, but I would think it's because it's just the easiest thing to do. You know, it takes a lot to not to complain and not to gripe and moan. Mm-hmm. It takes a lot to do that, you know?
And the article goes on to say that oftentimes we complain about things that we simply cannot control. And I believe that complaining, for the most part, has to do with control issues. And those people that are complaining to you the most, like, okay, it's 7:55. A lot of people got to be there at 8 o'clock. So at 8 o'clock, you get there if you hit the clock. At 8:03, somebody approaches you with what happened over the weekend. And then they start complaining. Or they start complaining about the workplace not being what it should be and what people didn't do over the weekend, especially if you were off. And then you don't even have time to put your stuff down before people start complaining. And I really believe that complaining is about, DC, trying to be in control, trying to control things that you absolutely have simply no control over. And what it does is it makes you, as you're trying to really, I believe, blow out somebody else's candle because you're complaining about what they didn't do, what they should have done, what they needed to do. Really, all it does is it makes you look like a whiner and a thumbsucker. It makes you look like somebody that is always looking for what's wrong. And I am telling you, a lot of people, and the article says it, a lot of people don't even realize that it's complaining. And then when you draw others into that, and it's so easy to do. How are you doing? It starts with one phrase. How are you this morning? Oh, I'm not good. You know, and then you start ratcheting up everything that went wrong and everything that is wrong. And let me tell you, especially on Monday mornings, nobody wants to hear your problems. Nobody wants to hear you. Nobody even wants to hear you whine and complain about what's wrong in the workforce, except for those other people that are having wimpy, sore head pity parties with you. I'm here to tell you this morning, don't engage in a wimpy, sore head pity party this morning. Find your momentum and roll right over those thumb suckers. Hey, everybody, you're on point. The official OPT Network.
Let it control our destiny. We owe it to ourselves to live happy.
What happens when your bank does the unexpected? When every encounter is refreshingly friendly and personal? When flexibility becomes an everyday occurrence and you find options instead of obstacles? Prosperity happens. Possibilities happen. There is such a bank, customer-focused and service-driven, there for you when you're ready to take the next step, delivering more than you ever expected. Red River Bank. Every day, extraordinary banking. Member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender.
Red River Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Stop pulling your hair out trying to find the perfect bed. The staff at American Wholesale Mattress has over 40 years combined experience to assist you with that all-important decision. We offer great values like queen pillow top sets, and why wait up to 3 weeks for that Tempur-Pedic to be delivered? At American Wholesale Mattress, we have them in stock and ready for delivery. Plus, with up to 48 months financing, everybody can afford one. American Wholesale Mattress on MacArthur Drive, locally owned and serving Sinlaw for over 20 years.
American Wholesale Mattress is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.travelofoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Evolves Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
When it's your cancer, you can find hope at Christus Cabrini Cancer Center. We're working to cure your cancer by conducting groundbreaking research, providing the latest technology, and discovering new treatment options. Our world-class physicians, nurses, and spiritual caregivers help you navigate through your journey of care. We understand that you are more than your cancer. You can never give up. We never will. You can choose Christus Cabrini Cancer Center.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop, everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
The concrete jungle, home to the Burger Devotee, adept at discovering deliciousness. The aroma of thick-cut applewood smoked bacon. The spicy, cool kick of habanero ranch sauce.
Woo!
Things that send a Burger Devotee's senses soaring. And McDonald's, hungry for their dedication, has just the thing to attract them. Three new quarter-pounder burgers, bacon habanero ranch, deluxe, and bacon and cheese. Only true devotees can spot burgers this good. And they're another new way to love McDonald's. At participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union.
Have you been surprised to find new fees in your monthly financial statements? Or is your financial institution starting to charge fees for services that used to be free? The members at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union are happy to say no. Come visit one of our offices or call us at 800-264-4562. That's 800-264-4562 to find out how you can get your free checking account today. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, the credit union with heart.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union.
Union with a heart, the heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union.
Come visit one of our offices or call us at 800-264-4562. That's 800-264-4562 to find out how you can get your free checking account today. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union.
The credit union with a heart.
Federally insured by the NCUA.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Thank you for listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas. The official OPT Network. Smart talk for smart people.
Hey, everybody. Good morning and welcome back to the OPT Network. If you're just getting your morning started, it's 3 minutes after 8 o'clock Central Standard, 9 minutes, 3 minutes after 9 Eastern Time. And of course, today is Momentum Monday. This segment is sponsored by Red River Bank, Everyday Extraordinary Banking. Also, the American Wholesale Mattress, leading in sleep comfort for more than 20 years, the Avoyelles Commission of Tourism, and McDonald's of Alexandria. Now, while we were on the break, DC said, well, what's up with the complaining? He said, are you complaining about people complaining? And I said, no, I am not complaining about people complaining. He said, well, it certainly sounds like you are. And why did you think that I was complaining about people complaining, Mr. Christmas?
It just seems like you were the very thing that you were asking people not to do, you were doing it.
Well, and let me just add this caveat. I'm not saying that I am standing perfect and not complaining. We all complain. And let me give you a good example about some things that I have been complaining about. And maybe this is why it's so dear to my heart. I have been complaining about this issue that I have been having with my sinuses. I mean, for such a long, long time. I'm talking about blowing my nose, all sorts of grossness that I don't even want to go about telling you about on the microphone. But I've been complaining and complaining and complaining about this issue that I've been having with a continual, perpetual sinus infection. And so I said last week, I'm going to stop complaining about it. And this is just a note. You know how we have said in the past, DC and I were so flamboyant at one point in our lives that we spent. It just didn't even matter. And then we went from one end of the pendulum to the other end. Well, let me say I did. And I got very, very frugal. We changed and he changed and he changed in balance. But I kind of got out of balance and got really, really frugal. And so I didn't want to pay for anything. Here's a woman that needed clothes in her closet with the tags on them. And I went to the other extreme where I didn't want to spend a dime. Well, I said, I don't care what it costs to go to the doctor, to go to an ear, nose, and throat specialist and get this situation handled. I am tired of complaining about it. And so I did, and subsequently I feel a lot better today. But let me tell you what and how the word complaint is described. A complaint is described as any time you're focused on or talking about negatively a person, a place, an event, and not offering a solution to fix the situation. Now, are we all guilty of complaining? Absolutely. And maybe, DC, that's why I wanted to have this conversation, because I, too, want to be one of those people that's not having a sore head pity party every time I look up. You know, I want to stop. Are you a complainer?
Who, me?
Yeah, you.
I don't know, Emma.
Well, I don't know. You gotta answer that question. I think it's like anything else. You gotta decide. You gotta decide.
Or do I try to get down to solutions?
Is that a pretty way of saying it? You're trying to get to solutions instead of complaining? Silence.
I don't know what you're asking me.
Is that a pretty way of saying that you don't complain, that you're trying to get to solutions?
No, I complain sometimes when, you know, because sometimes complaining is warranted.
Really? Like when?
Like sometimes around your home when people are doing what they're supposed to do. You know, we don't, you know, we say that we're instructing them, but is instructing and complaining. Is that the same?
Well, I think that when it takes on that sort of nagging sort of, you know, beat you down.
What is complaining? That's, I guess,
I just said it. Did you miss it? It is when you focus on talking negatively about a person, a place, or an event, and you don't offer any solutions to fix the situation.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's what I thought it was.
Uh-huh.
And that's why I was saying, let's look at, before I knew what the definition was officially, I was saying we need to be looking more at solutions rather than complaining about.
Well, I think that first of all, DC, and yeah, I did come out strong on complaining, but a lot of people are complaining and don't realize that they're complaining. They're doing what you said. They're not saying, do I do that? Because I had to check myself and say, do I do that? Yes, I complain. But then you've got to find, as you said, and as the definition says, a solution. But a lot of people have couched complaining into, I'm just trying to come up with a solution, or I'm trying to fix it. And that's where control comes into play, where really you are trying to fix it, but you're also covertly trying to, or secretly trying to control it. Now, this is what the expert psychologist says about how to stop complaining and how to stop being counterproductive, because when you are complaining, you are indeed being counterproductive. And then he goes on to say, and he is, you know, it's a man. He said, my wife always nags me the minute I come in the door. She's always on my case about helping out more at the house. She should just leave me alone. I can help when I can. She's so demanding and so unfair. And so complaining takes on a lot of different faces. But this is how the experts say that you can stop complaining. What to do when you're confronted with a situation that you would normally complain about. Okay, so say you're getting to work. It's just a few minutes after 8. It's almost 10 after 8, 9 precisely, 9 minutes after 8 by my clock. Okay, now 10. And you come in, and here somebody comes. They say you want to direct your conscious focus on what you're grateful for and what you want the solutions to be. So in other words, instead of taking off with that person immediately, and they might be right about what they're complaining about, but they say, find what you can be grateful about and then go into a solution, how you can fix it. And most of the time, people don't want solutions. They simply just want to complain. And he said it at the top of the article. He said, sometimes complaining hurts so good. Sometimes, you know.
Is it therapeutic?
Sometimes it just, you know, and people call it venting. I just had to vent. And once I get that out of my system, okay, now I can find the solution. So find the solutions. Look for what you're grateful for. And then work from there.
So is he saying that complaining is the beginning of finding a solution?
No, I said that. Oh. I added that sometimes, because he says in the article, sometimes that it hurts so good. And I said, you know, we're also politically correct that we don't want to use complaining as really the word that it is. Most people say, I need to vent, or, you know, I need to talk about this or whatever. And so he says, when you do that, after you've done that, because obviously you're going to do it, he said, find what you're grateful for in that situation and then get to the solution. This is really just smart talk for smart people. And hopefully it's going to get your momentum going and help you to feel better. You're on point, everybody. Got to take a break. We're back right after this. You're
Your health comes first, and Amerigroup is your first choice. Amerigroup is proud to serve the Bayou Health Program enrollees in Louisiana. Amerigroup is a managed care organization and will help you arrange for you and your family to continue getting the Medicaid and the CHIP benefits you need to stay healthy. Amerigroup offers these benefits through the Louisiana Bayou Health Program. At Amerigroup, the health plans have been helping families like yours across the country since 1996. For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need. The very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart is still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
Amerigroup, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Isn't it nice when your bank knows who you are? At Southern Heritage Bank, they're small enough to know your name, but large enough to take care of you. Pure and simple, they talk to you about your needs. Today's banking customers have a lot of different choices. Southern Heritage Bank customers enjoy first name service at its finest. Just ask anyone who knows. If you're ready for a new bank, give Southern Heritage Bank and first name service a try. Visit shbnet.com today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Southern Heritage Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica! Jerry Newman with a policy question.
Jerry, how are you doing?
Fine, I just got a little fender bender.
Oh, Jerry, I'm so sorry.
I would love to help, but remember you dropped us last month.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. It only took 15 minutes to sign up with that new auto insurance company, but it's taken a lot longer to hear back.
Is your car up a pole again?
I miss you, Jessica.
Jerry, are you crying?
No, I bit my tongue.
Get to a better state. State Farm.
Your On Point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your On Point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Alexandria's Diversity in Action program, as part of the Central Louisiana Business Incubator, was created to assist small, emerging, minority, and women-owned businesses to become competitive and successful. Here are some of the businesses that they've helped.
Hello, my name is Darlene St. Romain. I am the CEO of Sylvia's Care and Companions Healthcare Services. Central Louisiana Business Incubator assists my agency with marketing by creating a commercial and a business website. They also assisted with the accreditation of my agency.
I am Fanny Gordon, owner and operator of Fanny Silks and Scents. They help my business to grow. For instance, improve sales tools and product marketing.
I'm Ivyanna Stewart, owner of Soulscapes. I want to take this opportunity to thank the Diversity in Action for acknowledging and actively reaching out to our diversity firms here in Alexandria.
Diversity in Action is a free service for small businesses as a part of the Central Louisiana Business Incubator. For more information, call 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107.
Alexandria Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to the OPT Network.
This segment is sponsored by Southern Heritage Bank, an independently owned community bank, meeting the financial needs of our community. Also, the City of Alexandria's Diversity in Action Program, Get Wired Satellites, Amerigroup Real Solutions, getting the real solutions that you and your family need in health care, and Get to a Better State with your State Farm agent, Rosa Fields, serving Rapides Parish. The number to phone, 318-487-1881. If you're just joining the OPT Network, want to remind you that you can reach out and connect with us via our website at www.onpointcxmas.com. Our offices are located at 3717 Government Street, Suite Number 2 in Alexandria, Louisiana. Zip it up with 71302. Or you can simply phone us by dialing 318-445-5658. And this morning, we're talking about not just complaining, how to get your momentum and how to really stop complaining. But I think as I was sitting here and, of course, DC and all his wisdom, you know, I think what I was thinking about is that, first of all, you have to realize that you are complaining. And we really sometimes are so self-righteous that we don't really feel that we are complaining. And so I think that that really has to be the first step. And the experts give some really good, I think, examples of how we can stop complaining. And the first was find a sense of gratitude. Find what you're grateful about in a situation that you're complaining about or that someone is complaining to you about. And then look for the solution. And if we become more solution-oriented and less problem-packed, looking at the problem and really making the problem so large that we never can find a solution, I think that that's the first wrong step. Gratitude, and then begin to problem solve. And then he says, find out what you want out of a situation instead of what you don't want. And really, that's problem solving. And then he says, how can you really avoid complaining in the future? And it's something, because we are all human, we're all going to do it. The first step to avoiding future complaints is understanding when you are complaining. And then you've got those people that'll complain and say, does this sound like I'm complaining? Because I'm really not trying to complain. I'm really just, this is really an issue. I think face the issue head on and problem solve. It's going to make your day better. It's going to make your week better. And it's going to make your work environment better. And then the next big thing, and I added this, is don't engage in this behavior with others. All it's going to do, you know, last week when we were talking about what people were doing for the 4th of July and Andrea Christmas down in Dallas, I said, what is life too short for? And she said, mess. Well, you know what? When you engage in that, that's all that's going to cause is mess. Because the person that is the subject of the complaining is going to feel that a mess is being, is coming and surrounding them. And so the way to make people feel included and include people is not to complain about them, but to go to that person, or to have the superior go to that person and say, these are the things that you do well, and these are the things that we need to work on. And so there goes for complaining this morning. And I just thought that we would share that with you this morning. It's something that we're all guilty of, but you know what? We can all do better. And when it's brought to our attention, and even myself, I started thinking, okay, what have I been complaining about? You know, complaining about lots of things. Stop complaining about it. Stop talking about it and start being about it. I'm going to tell you one thing. I feel liberated in having gone to the doctor this morning. I absolutely do. Hey, everybody, you're on point. Got to take a break.
Summer breeze all in my mind. All in my mind.
Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Foster Grandparent Program is a national program serving local communities. Foster grandparents serve as role models, mentors, and friends while participating in a program designed to help students learn to read, provide one-on-one tutoring, and help guide children at a critical time in their lives. Participating grandparents will receive a tax-free hourly stipend, travel pay to and from their workstation, lunch, but most of all, the opportunity to share your gifts and your talents with those who really need it. For volunteer requirements, applications will be accepted Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. at Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging at 1423 Peterman Drive. Or for more information, you can phone 318-484-2260. Remember, share today, shape tomorrow. Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Grandparent Program is another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Hey, Ryan, I got a riddle for you. You know the only good mosquito?
What's that, Randy?
A dead mosquito. Man, they're driving me crazy. I can't even relax in my own backyard.
Well, Randy, J&J Exterminating can help you take your backyard back. J&J will inspect, recommend, treat, and maintain your home with our new mosquito program. Not only can mosquitoes be annoying, but they are linked to at least 7 different diseases, including West Nile. But J&J has the solution. We'll inspect your entire property and develop a solution that meets your needs.
Hey, I got a party this weekend. Can you take care of that?
No problem. J&J has one-time treatment options for those special occasions, or we can install and maintain a misting system that gets rid of mosquitoes every day, all day long.
Brian, you are the man with the plan. I'm taking my backyard back with your J&J Exterminating Mosquito Control Program. Over 50 years' experience does make a difference with J&J Exterminating.
Call J&J today for your free mosquito inspection and evaluation.
J&J Exterminating. Yeah.
J&J Exterminator is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. People care by caring people. Owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
My shot. Man, what a glorious summer day.
Joe's surprisingly cheery response can be traced to what's in his golf cart cup holder.
Try again. These trees are majestic.
It's the McCafe line of delicious rejuvenating beverages. Joe's enjoying the delicious wonder of the new blueberry pomegranate smoothie, made with blueberries and raspberries with a splash of pomegranate juice. And speaking of splash...
Man, I love golf.
There's always something new to love from McCafe. At participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the OPT Network. It's Momentum Monday. Today, of course, is July the 8th, and this segment is sponsored by J&J Exterminating, Louisiana's largest independently owned pest control firm, offering the best and most effective services. Here's the number to phone for a free consultation, 800-819-5323. Also, McDonald's of Pineville.
Thank you for listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT Network. Smart talk for smart people.
Well, you know, it was a great weekend. It was a restful weekend for us. It was kind of like DC almost being on a little mini vacation, even though we didn't go anywhere, huh?
Yes, it was.
We didn't fish for the first time in a
long time.
In a long time. What was that?
Miss you late.
Well,
we had to go to a wedding.
We did have to go to a wedding. Well, but that hasn't stopped you in the past.
Well, it was just too much to have to contend with trying to get out there and get back to get to the wedding and dress and all that. It was just a bit too much. I decided to just take the time off and kind of, you know, deal with my yard and a couple of things around the house before I had to go that day. And so we got some things done, but mostly we got a lot of just R&R.
Uh-huh. And let's just say congratulations to the happy couple. Christine Mercer, Christine and Rowdy Mercer's daughter got married. Catherine and Wade Morris, beautiful.
Yes, it was.
Beautiful, beautiful wedding on Saturday afternoon. And DC said he didn't want to contend with getting out there. Well, ladies, I don't know about you, but this is what I have found about men and their yards and their heavy equipment. I have never seen David Christmas so happy as when he's got a new toy and he's got a new zero turn lawnmower. And every time.
Powerful zero turn.
Not just a little zero turn. This is a powerful zero turn lawnmower. Yeah. And so he gets up and he says, and he had just cut the yard just a few days ago. I don't know. I think I'll cut the front yard again. I like cutting it. I like the lawnmower so much. And so he cut the backyard. He didn't cut the front yard. But what's up with that? Why do men love these heavy tools so much?
What you mean? Oh, that thing is just fun. I mean, it makes cutting the grass really, really fun.
I mean,
it really does. I can't believe you don't want to use it.
No, I have not ventured out on the zero turn. He and Deuce Christmas are loving the zero turn. I don't know what it is. I think that anytime you're on a riding mower, it's just the same, except for this one seems to go
faster.
A lot faster. And as we talk about this.
It does more tricks.
It does more tricks. Y'all, you know what? You got to be in tune with what these men really, really, really like. And, of course, that seems to be one of those things. And so we did not fish, but we did, you know, beautify our lawn some more and cut our pecan trees back. And the weather was really, for the most part, for the 4th of July weekend, it was really nice. It wasn't.
Yes, it was.
It wasn't sweltering and scorching hot. It was hot, but it was really, really nice.
Yes, it was.
And do we want to thank Mayor Carl for...
Oh, yes.
...the wonderful barbecue that he sent over to us.
Absolutely. The Johnson family had a family reunion in Cheneyville this weekend. Big shout out to the whole family.
Mm-hmm.
They just had a big gathering, and, man, they had a lot of food, and Mayor Carl broke us off. Real proper light.
And you call Carl DC the Grillsman.
Oh, yeah.
of all grillsmen.
The grillsman of all grillsmen. Yes, he's an excellent griller.
And he never falls short on his title.
No.
And so what did you say? You said because you had tried to barbecue.
Yes, I did some grilling, and I got a new grill. And, of course, you have to get used to those new grills. And I sort of scorched my ribs a little bit on the 4th of July. They were still good, but, you know, if I have a choice of my barbecue and Carl's barbecue, I'm going to go with Carl's barbecue every
That time. Is high, high praise, Mayor Carl, if you're listening.
I'm just saying, that's just how it is.
Hey, and you know what? Carl, for a man, makes some of the best potato salad that you ever want to eat. So big kudos to Carl, former Mayor Carl Johnson, and their family having their big family reunion. Lots of people had family reunions. And, of course, because we didn't fish, we were at home, and we got a chance to watch sports like what we always do. And one of the things that we love at this time of the year is what England calls the fortnight. Wimbledon. And so it's 2 weeks of tennis. And if you hate tennis, you hate that it's 2 weeks. But if you love tennis, then, like, you can't wait for it. Well, Serena got knocked out of the competition after playing really probably some of the best tennis in her life. She got knocked out of the Grand Slam title by a German. And so she didn't go on to win the title. But what did happen, and what we were really happy to see for the Brits, is that it has been 77 years since someone from Britain, from the UK, has won Wimbledon, and it happened on yesterday. So it was really, really good to see that after 77 years, and it was like pandemonium. They had been hopeful that one of their own would win the title. And so yesterday, you know, DC and I were talking about some of the greats that got knocked out and talking about timing. And I said to DC, I said, well, if Roger Federer and Nadal would have been in the tournament, his chances probably, talking about Murray, probably would not have been that great. And I love what DC said. He said it was just his time, and things happen the way that they're meant to happen. And I really loved that adage, because so goes life. You know, sometimes we're so immersed in what others are doing and why we can't do a thing. But you know what? When it's your time, it could be 77 years in the making, but it's your time. And so a lot of things happened along the way to move and to make space for Murray to take home a cup that has been coveted by Great Britain for years. And, you know, it was just good to see him win it. And if you got a chance to watch it, it was an exciting match. People from all over Britain, I mean, on the outside of the stadium, on the inside of the stadium. It was just pandemonium. And I was talking about timing, DC, and how, you know, I said if the other greats wouldn't have been hurt or wouldn't have been knocked out, I felt like he wouldn't have won. And you said what about that?
Yeah, he won it. Nadal got knocked out in the first round, which, you know, when to win these big tournaments like this, you need everything. You know, it. You know, stuff just have to align properly.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he had won another Grand Slam. He won the U.S. Open last year.
Mm-hmm.
So he's starting to win some of these tournaments, and he's, you know, starting to catch some breaks. But, you know, that was a long drought for England, as I like to call it.
It was a long drought for England, but you know what?
England had a long 77 years not to win your own tournament is a long time.
I know. He said he got.
They were overdue.
Yeah, way overdue. He said he got so caught up in, you know, you could just see he was happy, but almost in disbelief. And it just goes to show you that when you desire a thing and you put the work in, that anything is possible. We say kudos to Andy Murray. Kudos for winning and bringing that title that has been in England back to England.
Bringing it back to England. Well, let me ask you this, Carlette. When you were at the wedding the other day, did you want to just say, look, I'm ready to go back up there and redo the vow?
I did indeed. What did it make you think?
I thought it was a beautiful wedding.
Yeah.
Kristen, they put it down.
Yeah, and it was a big wedding.
It was a lot of people there.
And so when you're sitting in a wedding, like,
I was thinking about the wedding crashers.
You were thinking about the wedding crashers?
As I was in the wedding, I was thinking about the wedding crashers. And looking around at some of the fellas saying, yeah, they like, yeah.
It was a cool
wedding. They're vulnerable right now.
It was a cool wedding. But you know what?
Cool.
You know what I was thinking as the doors were opening and closing? I'm glad I don't have to go through the planning. You know, planning one wedding is enough. But celebrating that love and seeing young couples, you know, do the deal is beautiful.
Yes, it is.
Hey, everybody, you're on point. Got to take a quick break here, but we're back with more right after this.
At the credit union with a heart, the heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union.
Have you been surprised to find new fees in your monthly financial statements? Or is your financial institution starting to charge fees for services that used to be free? The members at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union are happy to say no. Come visit one of our offices or call us at 800-264-4562. That's 800-264-4562 to find out how you can get your free checking account today. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, the credit union with heart.
It's different from the start at the credit union with a heart. The Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union.
Come visit one of our offices or call us at 800-264-4562. That's 800-264-4562 to find out how you can get your free checking account today. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union.
The credit union with a heart.
Federally insured by the NCUA.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Stop pulling your hair out trying to find the perfect bed. The staff at American Wholesale Mattress has over 40 years combined experience to assist you with that all-important decision. We offer great values like queen pillow top sets, and why wait up to 3 weeks for that Tempur-Pedic to be delivered? At American Wholesale Mattress, we have them in stock and ready for delivery. Plus, with up to 48 months financing, everybody can afford one. American Wholesale Mattress on MacArthur Drive, locally owned and serving Cinelaw for over 20 years.
American Wholesale Mattress is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Of Oyles Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oyles Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oyles Parish. For more information on Of Oyles, call 800-833-4195 or www.travelofoyles.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Evolves Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
When it's your cancer, you can find hope at Christus Cabrini Cancer Center. We're working to cure your cancer by conducting groundbreaking research, providing the latest technology, and discovering new treatment options. Our world-class physicians, nurses, and spiritual caregivers help you navigate through your journey of care. We understand that you are more than your cancer. You can never give up. We never will. You can choose Christus Cabrini Cancer Center.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana. Another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
What happens when your bank does the unexpected? When every encounter is refreshingly friendly and personal? When flexibility becomes an everyday occurrence and you find options instead of obstacles? Prosperity happens. Possibilities happen. There is such a bank, customer-focused and service-driven, there for you when you're ready to take the next step, delivering more than you ever expected. Red River Bank. Every day, extraordinary banking. Member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender.
Red River Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to On Point Talk, the official OPT network. It's Momentum Monday, and this segment is sponsored by St. Francis Cabrini Women's and Children's Hospital. Remember, there are still free mammograms available. All you've got to do, it's so easy, is pick up the phone and phone Diane Kitts, K-I-T-T-S, 318-487-1122. Tell her that you want to inquire about having your mammogram done absolutely free. All you've got to do is be 40 years old or older, and they'll make sure that you get your mammogram. Also, the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, dedicated to excellence, and Davis One Stop. If you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is right in the central part of our beautiful village of Cheneyville, Louisiana. So Davis One Stop is really a great stop to make if you're traveling on 71. You know, as we switch gears just a little bit this morning, I want to talk about changes and making changes and why DC is so incredibly hard to change and why it's so hard for us to receive change. And I'll tell you what is the impetus for this sort of idea of change that has really come over me. I was talking to a sister friend a couple weeks ago, and we were talking, you know, just about this and that. And she said that another person had really changed. And so I started to say, well, what do you mean that person changed? Because, you know, we talk about, I think women more so than men talk about the way that people have changed. And it's easy for us to notice, well, she got a new car and she changed, or she got a new job and she changed, or she got a new house and she changed, or whatever it is. And so I started delving down into what that really meant and what that really means. And I know for a lot of us, we'll kick and scream and declare, I haven't changed. You know, I'm making more money now, but I haven't changed. I've moved to a better neighborhood, but I haven't changed. You know, your position changes, maybe. The amount of money that you make changes, maybe, or whatever the change is. And then you declare to people who say to you or who gossip about you and say that you've changed, you declare, you throw down the gauntlet and you say, I haven't changed. I'm still the same. And so as I was having this conversation and as I was contemplating change, I wondered to myself, why is it so hard for us to accept and expect change? And so it was something that I started to think about. And I said, nobody wants to say that they've changed. Nobody wants other people to believe that they've changed. But I said, as I thought about it a little bit more, what in the world is wrong with change? And when you get something new or you go to a new station, so to speak, in life, or you buy a new car, you move into a different neighborhood, or you do something really exciting, we don't want people, especially as women, DC, to think that we have changed. But I said to myself, what is wrong with change? And you and I started talking about change. And you said something really, I guess people say, he said, I did. Yeah, you did. I guess people say,
you got to be careful what you say because, you know, your conversations come back up.
When you're talking to somebody that talks, yeah, those conversations do come back up. And DC and I talk a lot. You know, we're each other's sounding board. And I was telling you about change and the conversation that I was having. And you said,
change is good, and you shouldn't rebuff, so to speak, change. But we often do, because we don't want people to think that we've gotten uppity, so to speak, or we don't want people to think that we've gotten too big for our pumps or whatever. You know, but you said something incredibly important about change. Do you remember what that was about why people change and why change is good?
No, I don't.
You said, you know what, we all have to change, and change is needed.
That sounds like something I would say.
You did say that.
Seriously, though, yes, we have to change, and we have to continue to make progress in our lives. We're not going to be the same. You know, my 20-year-old self is not going to be the same as my 40-year-old self.
Mm-hmm.
That would be crazy. That would be like I'm not doing anything to make any advance from being 20 years old. If I was 40-plus years old walking around like a 20-year-old, you know, people would say, oh, man, he's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
See, so they're always going to have something to say. But, you know, you got to change. Change is imminent.
But you know what? I think that for women, we feel like if someone says that we have changed, that they're saying that you're no longer the same. You have gotten too big for your britches, or you're not the same. And I think that we really, really need to consider, as you said when I was having this conversation with you, that if you're not changing, if you're not growing, then you're like stagnant, dirty water. You're just staying in the same place. And this morning, as we encourage you about momentum and all the things that need to happen to get your work day, your work week, and even get yourself going, no matter what day it is, change is amazing. Change is good. And you know what? Instead of rebuffing change, maybe we should start to embrace change. And maybe you can say boldly, loud and proud, yes, I have changed. It doesn't mean I think more highly of myself than I should. It doesn't mean that my nose is in the air. But yes, there are a lot of things about me that have changed. Why can't we start to embrace change? Hey, everybody, you're on point. Got to take a quick break here, but we're back right after this.
Your health comes first, and Amerigroup is your first choice. Amerigroup is proud to serve the Bayou Health Program enrollees in Louisiana. Amerigroup is a managed care organization and will help you arrange for you and your family to continue getting the Medicaid and LACHIP benefits you need to stay healthy. Amerigroup offers these benefits through the Louisiana Bayou Health Program. At Amerigroup, the health plans have been helping families like yours across the country since 1996. For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need. The very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart, it's still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
Amerigroup, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Isn't it nice when your bank knows who you are? At Southern Heritage Bank, they're small enough to know your name, but large enough to take care of you. Pure and simple, they talk to you about your needs. Today's banking customers have a lot of different choices. Southern Heritage Bank customers enjoy first name service at its finest. Just ask anyone who knows. If you're ready for a new bank, give Southern Heritage Bank and first name service a try. Visit shbnet.com today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Southern Heritage Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get wired satellites powered by DirecTV now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica. Jerry Newman with a policy question.
Jerry, how are you doing?
Fine. I just got a little fender bender.
Oh, Jerry, I'm so sorry.
I would love to help, but remember you dropped us last month.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. It only took 15 minutes to sign up with that new auto insurance company, but it's taken a lot longer to hear back.
Is your car up a pole again?
I miss you, Jessica.
Jerry, are you crying?
No, I bit my tongue.
Get to a better state. State Farm.
Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexandria's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexandria Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MPE, WPE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MPE, WPE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hey, everybody. Good morning and welcome back to the OPT Network. This segment is sponsored by Walker Automotive Group. When others won't, Walker will. Also, Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. People care by caring people. DC, I bet Darlene and her folk down there in the country, I bet they cooked up some food for the 4th of July.
They put it down.
Ooh, I bet they had some all kind of killed deer and rabbit and everything else down there. Down squirrel, yes indeed. Hey, listen, for more information about Sylvia's Caring Companions, here's the number in Bunkie, 318-346-2540, or in Opelousas at 337-942-9939. I tell you what, this is what I want you to contemplate during your day, and I hope you're getting your momentum, that change can and is good. And so I want you to really, really embrace why you should embrace change. Even when others say, oh, you've gotten too big, or you've done this and you've done that, and you've changed. What people have to know is that sometimes, even with our friends, even when we're changing with people that know and love us, sometimes, as sad as it is to say, we try to hold on to people, places, and things when their season is over. And then when you move into the next season, i.e. change, people will say, oh girl, she sure has changed. She's just not the same. She got that new car. She got that new job. She got that new promotion. She moved to the city. She's just not the same. I think that you have to embrace your own change and know that that is the only way that you can possibly grow, is to change. And you know what? Don't feel guilt-ridden about change. Don't be defiant in saying, girl, I haven't changed. I haven't changed a bit. I'm still the same old person. You have changed. And it is okay that you have changed, because that means you are going and you are growing. In fact, we need to start expecting to change. We need to start expecting to grow.
There's not a thing in the world wrong with it. And those people who have a problem with it, that is their insecurities that they are placing on you. Don't take them. Don't receive it. You move on. You walk in love with them and you say, yes, I am changing. I am changing for the greater good of the universe, and I am changing for the greater good of self. That is something to really ponder. Changing for the greater good. You know what? If you stay the same, if you keep doing the same, you're going to keep staying and doing the same. But when you think about changing, you got to think about the possibility. What will change bring? I don't know, but I'm excited about the changes that life has in store. And we hope that you are too. We want to thank you so much for spending the very best part of your Momentum Monday with us right here on the official OPT Network. We love you so much. God loves you even more than that. Love yourself. And I got to add what Paul said, be kind to yourself. For Deuce Christmas, for David Christmas, I'm Carlette Christmas. Have a safe and a momentous Monday. And God willing, we'll see you right back here on Tuesday.